A letter to the boy I loved. Don't talk to me. I hold myself to this feeling and cling to the softness in your voice. I feel the most alive when your eyes cry out you want me dead. The passion you have, anger or not, hits on my skin. It's cyclic, it's circular, raising my anger, lowering your tolerance. You push against me and I against you, and I find myself finally at the end of your blade. And for a moment, with the fire in your eyes and the poison on your lips, I am mesmerized by your grip on my neck. Knowing that it is better to die by your hands than to ever die alone, taking you with me, killing the trust, the false hope that my demons could ever be defeated with your love. People are just some of those things that you can't fix, and there are just some scars that just don't fade. And when you saw me there, smiling with tears of shame filling my eyes, my sacrifices running down my arm, leaving trails of tears, red oppression to my body, this native land, I saw your heart harden as you felt every scar. Being strong meant you kept your heart at a distance, because at 16, we're all walking off ledges, and you explained that life is worth living as you throw yourself off of yours. On deaf ears, you hold them close and beg them not to leave you, but oh, how could you ask me to stay? Demons are not passive, and regrettable decisions are but ways to quiet your mind, pleading me, holding me, asking me to return to the life I believed you once had tried to squeeze out of me. But I remember the fear in your voice, the look of betrayal and your body shaking. When I finally came home and you touched me as if not to break me, you kissed me like a child trying to put together a broken mirror. And it's only now that I find myself saying as much as I loved you. Dear boy, it's so evident that in all the ways you could, I know you loved me too.